Good morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
And in actual fact, if we could step back and stop listening to I want it, and you did that to me, and you lied, and you gave it, and we're listening to our emotional side and our prideful side, instead of that, if we step back and listen and say, okay, Lord, what's to be done? You will hear the voice of the Holy Ghost, and you will stop getting yourself into trouble. How many of you have made some decisions that you made years ago, but you're reaping the repercussions today? Do you know when an earthquake takes place, do you know the tsunami only comes days later? Hello? The earthquake's long gone, but the tsunami comes days later, maybe weeks later, right? But the earthquake's finished. Some of us have made choices in our life, and we are now facing the consequences of our choices 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. But the great news I want to tell you about this is God can bless your mess. God came to David when David went and lived at Ziklag. That's the enemy's camp. David was being chased by Saul. He was being anointed to be the king of Israel, and Saul was out to kill him. And because he wasn't thinking with the Spirit, he got out of his anointing. He said, I'm going to go and live with the enemy, and he went to Ziklag, and he lived there in the enemy's camp, and they gave him a place, Ziklag. They said, you can stay there. And David one day went out with all of his army that he had that had joined him, wonderful warriors, and they went out for 3 days on whatever they were hunting, whatever they were doing. When they came back, the Syrians and the enemy of these enemies that they were with came and burnt Ziklag to the ground and took their wives and children. How many of you read the story? You need to read the book of Kings, amen? Took all of their wives and all of their kings, and all of his army and David himself wept until they could weep no more. In other words, they were useless. They cried themselves out. Then they said, let's stone David. Did you know King David was going to be stoned by the men that got him into the throne? Are you aware of this? Yeah. The same men that got him to get victory after victory are the same men that said, stone him. And they were going to stone him. How many of you have read the story? You know the story? Yeah. This is not my teaching. I'm just giving you something to help some of us. Amen. But I know Robert's sitting there, Brother Robert, and he's been to Ramah. He knows I'm telling what the Bible says. Is that right? Thank you, sir. Now, and many others of you too. I know Pastor John knows. Now, David then says, oh my soul, why are you disquieted within me? Well, they want to kill you. That's why I'm not going to sing. Yet will I praise the Lord, he said. And he praises the Lord, and then God speaks to him, and he says to God, God, shall I overtake them? Shall I go after them? And God says, go. Now he's back in his anointing, and he's after the people that took their families. And do you know that God got him victoriously to conquer the enemy that took everything? He got all of the families back, all of the children back, not one dead, and got a whole lot of spoils to go with it. So he went in, he came out way better than before they were taken captive. What am I telling you? God can take your mess from wrong choices, from wrong decisions, and he can bless you abundantly besides what you can even dream or imagine. You could have done some of the craziest things in your life, but when you turn to God and you listen to the inner voice, you listen to the Spirit of God, you find out and you tap into the power of God, he will turn your mess and he will bless it. And your test will become a testimony. Amen. Are there any hopeless cases sitting here? Is there anyone who says, yeah, but you don't understand what I did? God has the answer. Say, God's got the answer. And say, God wants to give me the answer. Are you listening? Are you hearing what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you? That's another teaching coming. We're full of teachings. But right now, turn to Galatians 2. Because we've been talking about pride and humility. And you know, pride and humility. We discovered that pride was breathed into our parents, but we also found out that God resists the proud. Is that right? So if he resists the proud people, I don't want to be proud. But he gives grace to the humble.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive team sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
You see, proud people can't even get saved. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved. Through faith and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God in Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved. But God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Proud people can't have grace because they're too proud. They've got God resisting them. We had someone come to us, I mean, a total addict, been an addict for years upon years upon years. He's not in our church, doesn't come to our church. But he came to the altar months and months ago, a long time ago, and my wife spoke a word over him and said, you are full of pride, you need to humble yourself, acknowledge that you're messed up, stop acting such a big deal, repent, turn to God, and God will save your life. And the guy is so proud that he couldn't even repent. He's not in any church. People don't want to go near him. Ricky, Pastor Ricky, who doesn't give up on anyone, said, that's it. Pride leads to destruction. Listen to me. And proud people cannot get saved because they don't need God. They got it going on. And so we want to get away from pride. I tell you, I like this. I just read something here. Two things. One from Winston Churchill. He says, the greatest lesson in life is to know that even fools are right sometimes. Even fools are right sometimes. Don't you like that? So don't think that you're so big deal. Amen. Watch out. C.S. Lewis said this. He said, true humility is not thinking less of yourself. It is thinking of yourself less. Isn't that good? I got some from my mother Teresa and all those people, but for the sake of time, I'm going to just go into the message. So we want to grow in humility because Jesus, who didn't count it robbery to be equal with God, because he is God, Bible says, humbled himself and came to the earth as a bond, a slave, as a servant. He came to the earth as a servant and he humbled himself unto the cross, Jesus. And Jesus said, be like me. Take my yoke. Now, the thing about it is our spirit is like Jesus. The Bible says when two are joined together, when you're born again, your spirit and his become one, you and Jesus. So my spirit is pure and clean and like Jesus. It's righteous. But my flesh is still on a walk and a journey to become more like him. Or had you not noticed? How many of you know what I'm talking about? You want to be like God, and yet you keep tripping up and you make mistakes. Doesn't matter. Because no one's arrived. Even the Apostle Paul said, I have not arrived. I'm still running the race until he died. Then he said, I've run my race. Are you running your race that's set before you? See, I run my race, but you run your race. You've got different tests and trials and things in your life, but you've got to run your race according to the word of God. And as long as I'm hearing God's word tell me how to run this race, I will become more holy on the outside. You see, he's already sanctified my spirit, made my spirit holy, made my spirit righteous. Amen? Amen. The Bible says, seek ye peace and holiness with all man, without which you won't see the Lord. We know nothing unholy can get into his presence. Nothing unrighteous can come to God. So he makes us holy, he makes us righteous, but that's my spirit. But my body is still full of calamity, crazy stuff. And my soul is saying, I want it now. Arguing with everyone, fighting everyone, stealing, fussing, jumping up and down like a banshee, carrying on just crazy. In the meantime, my spirit is saying, whoa, love your enemy. And I don't listen to my spirit, I listen to my flesh and I listen to my soul. My soul is my mind, my will, and my emotions. My spirit is my spirit, which is what I'm created in the image of God. And my body's been given to me to house the spirit. Amen. And my flesh and my soul dictates to me how to live. Because I'm too busy in the world, not getting to the spirit enough. So I'm listening to my flesh and my soul rather than the spirit of God. When I listen to the spirit of God, I won't make wrong choices. When I listen to the flesh, I'm going to mess up every time. Amen. So watch here. Galatians 2:20. He says in Galatians 2:20, you can put it up. Paul talking, he says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. You see, the life I even live now in Christ, I had nothing to do with it. He saved me. He saved me. Jesus saved me. He crucified me together with him. He got crucified. I didn't. In the spiritual realm, he crucified me with him. Do you see that? I am crucified with Christ, but I live. But it's not I that live. It's Christ living in me. Do you see that? And the life I now live in the flesh, that's this, and the soulish realm, I live by his faith. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. I'm living by his faith. Everything that I got, my salvation, my healing, my deliverance, everything I've got comes from him. Everything. But proud people have to think they got it themselves. They studied the midnight hour. They worked it in their own life. They did this, they did that. Proud people are going to be resisted by God and they're not going to walk in grace. And it's in the grace where the miracles, signs, and wonders take place. Amen. So we need to get rid of pride. We need to walk in humility. Can you say humility? Humility. Amen. So we said, show gratitude daily. That was one of the ways to get into humility. So we spoke about two things already. And the first thing was to show gratitude daily. And then the second thing was to take responsibility. That's a big one, right? Take responsibility for the messes you make. Take responsibility for the things you've done. Stop looking outside and at people and start looking in the mirror. Once you start looking and taking responsibility, God will help you get into a humble place. You see, Saul didn't take responsibility. Remember, when the prophet came to him and said, what is that bleating I hear? He started saying why he took it. And he started lying that it was for the offerings. But God told him, kill everything. Is that right? Yeah. But when David had the adulterous affair with Bathsheba and killed her husband, and the prophet came to him and said, you're the one who did that. He took responsibility and said, you're right. Yeah. I did it. And he fell on his face and he cried and he begged God to forgive him. And he became the greatest king of Israel, and Saul was rejected of God. Pride will get God to stand against you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He says he rejects the proud. So pride, there's nothing good in pride. God, the Bible says, hates, not dislikes. He hates pride. We read that to you as well, the scriptures, right? He hates it. Amen. So that's the thing I want furthest from me is pride.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.